As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. Into the second day of a Mideast war pause that does seem to be holding, there's some hope for more exchanges later today of prisoners held by Hamas after the October 7th terrorist raid, and from Israel, which is holding Palestinians it accuses of criminality.
24 hostages, including 13 Israelis held by Hamas, crossed to safety. The sights of their faces traveling into Egypt inside Red Cross trucks brought a sigh of relief to some family members.
I just broke down in tears. I had to walk away and let everything go. It was a very exciting moment.
Dori Roberts' cousin, Duran, and her 2 and 4-year-old daughters were among them.
Correspondent Lilia Luciano in Tel Aviv. The first group of former hostages does not include any Americans, but President Biden does expect some later.
Let's continue to be thankful for all the families who are now and those who will soon be brought together again.
As for when American hostages will be released,
we don't know when that will occur, but we expect it to occur. So it's my hope and expectation will be soon.
He said with the pause in fighting, much needed supplies are getting in to help.
More than 200 trucks arrived at the crossing point in Egypt into Gaza today. These trucks carry food and medicine, as well as fuel and cooking gas.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
In Eastern Europe, Ukraine is reporting the biggest Russian drone attack since the start of its invasion and war there. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been stabbed by another inmate at a federal prison in Arizona. He is serving time there for the murder of George Floyd. Black Friday is over, not as big a deal as it used to be, but still a pretty big one. Now the push to support local small businesses.
Analysts expect 55 to 65 million Americans to shop on this holiday weekend. The average family will spend about $700. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says spending some of that money at small businesses makes a big difference for them.
Small Business Saturday is an important kickoff to take the retailers from break even into positive profitability for the entire calendar year.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
On the Dog Health Watch.
A mystery disease sweeping the nation confirmed in Des Moines.
Something is causing the cough, but we don't know what yet.
Des Moines veterinarian Melissa Beyer says she started seeing dogs come in with this illness in late September.
We're looking at quite a bit of inflammation in those lungs.
But when she runs her tests, everything comes back negative, and the medication she's prescribed don't seem to help.
KCCI reporter Pepper Perper on this is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 32 today, under cloudy skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, chance for snow 24. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 32 today, under cloudy skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, chance for snow 24. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund, and I'm talking with Brett Uhlberg, owner of Robert Hack Diamonds. Brett, I hear you pay cash for gold.
Not only gold, but silver, diamonds in any form like jewelry, teeth, coins, flatware.
Why should I sell you my gold?
Why not? Our store is the only store that recommends you shop around before you sell. This way you know you're getting the most money. But if Robert Hack Diamonds can't beat a competitor's offer on your scrap gold, we'll give you $20 just for letting us try.
Hey, what if I'm shy?
You? Well, at Robert Hack Diamonds, we sit with you at a table. We go through your items and make you an offer. You're not pressured, and we offer more on jewelry that we can resell.
Can I trade my gold for a new piece of jewelry?
Of course you can, and not only that, we can custom make a piece of jewelry using your gold and gems.
Hey, there you have it, folks. Sell your gold to my friends at Robert Hack Diamonds. Visit them on 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Robert Hack Diamonds, where they want your business.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. Israel is eagerly awaiting the expected release of 13 hostages in as little as half an hour. For now, a four-day ceasefire is holding. This is the first group of hostages out of 50 who are expected to be released as part of an agreement between Israel and Hamas. CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand.
The White House expects at least three Americans to be released as part of the deal, including Abigail Moore Adan, who turns 4 years old on Friday.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. The BBC's Yolan Nell from Jerusalem.
We're expecting to see Palestinian prisoners, the first batch released from Israeli prisons. Many of these are people who come from the occupied West Bank and from East Jerusalem, so we'll see them returning to their homes there.
A Palestinian official says the prisoners are a mix of women and teenage boys. CBS News Special Report, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A fugitive is now formally charged with the death of his 12-year-old son, whose decomposing body was found in a home in Milwaukee last month. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office filed reckless homicide charges this week against Romuan Moy. No one is sure exactly when Jackery Robinson died or how. Meanwhile, Moy is on the run and there's a warrant out for his arrest. Prosecutors in Wisconsin may Sunday get more time to file sexual assault charges. Republican Senator Andre Jock is introducing a bill to extend the statute of limitations for sex crimes in Wisconsin from 10 years to 20. Jock says prosecutors in other states have 20 years to press sexual assault charges. A similar bill passed the state Senate last year but stalled in the Assembly. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 31 today, under partly cloudy skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, 21. Tomorrow, high of 34. About an inch of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new play.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic...
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new play.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted and public buses, a tram and police vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
To the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first...
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after three small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalised with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million-dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
To the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed two large tankers of fuel and two of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight. A spontaneous protests erupted after three small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million-dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh.
Into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
Plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight. A spontaneous protests erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million-dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR. And on the Civic Media app.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 32 today, under cloudy skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, chance for snow 24. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 32 today, under cloudy skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, chance for snow 24. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayeb from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after three small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million-dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayeb from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh.
Into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
Flight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight. A spontaneous protest erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh.
To the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight. A spontaneous protests erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million-dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading. Right now, U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh.
To the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry.
Sign up today at WiscCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows, like Friends, for starting this trend by featuring a day meant to celebrate with those who aren't your relatives. And when to gather is up to you. Many celebrate just before Thanksgiving, while others wait until after the official holiday. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Taieb from East Jerusalem.
Plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalised with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million-dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
To the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayeb from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram and police vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayeb from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram and police vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforstatesport.org.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.